Okay. I parked in front of your house last week when I went to Rabbi Hertzberg's Shiva. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about, again, a mitzvah that is definitional, lemaisa, and conceptual messages that I think we could take with us for all time. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was once on an airplane. We might have heard this story before. And he was sitting there, and his children were servicing him. And there was a man that was on the plane that saw and said, "Great Chief Rabbi, what is it? What is it? What do you instill in your children that they serve you? They're mechabed you so much. They treat you in such a way." The answer that Rabbi Yaakov gave will be the basis to a little bit later of what we're going to talk about the secret of Kibud Av V'Em. Kibud Av V'Em holds a special place in the world of halacha specifically, and Judaism in general. Not too many mitzvahs have the schar written in the Torah, ma'an schar b'tzita, as the pasuk says in Parsha Shmos, kabed es avicha v'esimecha, laman yirichon yamecha. Kibud Av V'Em, arichas yamim, long life is given. The question is, and we know that we say every morning, the Mishnah Maseches Peah, Kibud Av V'Em is on the list also. Kibud Av V'Em, gemilas hasadim, havas shalom b'adam chavero. We eat its peros in Olam Hazeh, we eat its peros in Olam Haba. What is it? What makes it so unique? What does it symbolize? What are its messages and implications? This Medrash told, unclear where the source of the Medrash is. You have it in the Seder Hadoros. I gave it to you in source number 3. The Medrash about Rabbi Yeshua ben Ilaim. Yeshua ben Ilaim, one of the great Tanoim. He once had a dream. And in his dream, he was told, Yeshua ben Ilaim, you have it made. You're going to be next to Nanas the Butcher in Olam Haba. Wakes up in a sweat. Nanas the Butcher? I've spent my whole life dedicating myself to learning Torah, teaching Torah, spreading Torah, and Nanas the Butcher? I have no idea who Nanas the Butcher is. I don't know, maybe he's one of the Lamed Vavniks. I don't know. I was in a certain community for Shabbos, and there was a man in the shul, and he was very mysterious. Wore a ski hat the whole davening, you know, big boots. They said he's a Lamed Vavnik. Said this mystery. There are certain people that you know that are out there that maybe. But Shubin Elaim, he was told Nanas the Butcher. So he wakes up, okay, I have to go find who Nanas the Butcher is. So he goes to the town. Everybody, who's Nana? Nobody knows who Nanas is. He goes to this town and that. Finally, in the third town over, he said, oh yeah, Nanas the Butcher. He lives on the outskirts of town in a shack. Go find him there. He says, okay, great. Goes, knocks on the door. Over the door. You know, Nana's almost fainting. He's like, well, what are you doing here? You know, imagine, like, we're sitting here, and all of a sudden we open the door of Chaim Kanievsky is standing on our doorway. We're like, what? You're not supposed to be here. So what are you doing here? He says, Nana's, no, I'm here. Just tell me a little bit about yourself. Say, well, I'm a butcher. I'm a simple Jew. What do you offer me? I'm here. What do you do all day? Did I get up, I daven, I go to the store, I try to learn a little bit to Mincha Maariv, not to fall asleep during the rabbi. So, he said, there's nothing else? Nothing else you do? He says, tell me what you do just start from the beginning. Just, I wake up in the morning, I wash my hands, I mow the ani, I stop by, what do you stop? On the way to shul, I have elderly parents. I stop by, I help them get dressed, help them, give them something to eat. And I go, that's all I need to hear. And he was comforted. I'll be next to Nanas the Butcher in Olam Haba. What comforted him? What was it about what Nana said? Which, by the way, Derech Agav, I once heard pointed out. Where we usually think, what's Kibud Av V'Em? Make sure you say thank you. We tell our kids. The examples that Chazal give of Kibud Av V'Em are not saying thank you when our parents do something for us. The examples Chazal give are machil, mashke, malbish. At a time when parents can't eat or dress or do things themselves. Those are the examples that Chazal give for Kibud Av V'Em. The classic Kibud Av V'Em. Maybe the practice is when they're younger to say thank you v'chulu. But the classic ones, machil, malbish, machil. So what is it about it? And we don't have to think back too far in the Parshios. Yaakov Avinu was nervous. He was nervous that Esav had some schuyos. Esav had some schuyos. He was nervous. Yaakov spent his whole life tied to Shamarti. Yeah, two zechuyos, Chazal say. Okay, one, we could, Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Yishev, defining. Keep it of aim. Yaakov also did keep it of aim. But Yaakov was nervous about Esav's keep it of aim. Somehow that could tip the scales. That could be machriya over all the other mitzvahs that Yaakov Avinu had. So what is it about this mitzvah? Let's ask some pointed questions, maybe, about this mitzvah to try to get us in the right track. We know many point out that even though in the Torah there are aseres adibros, most shuls paskin 5 and 5. That's the minhag ha'olam. It doesn't say that in the Torah. In the Torah, there's just 10. Aseres adibros. The Midrashim already talk about the parallel, right? About the 5 and the 5. There are a lot more words in the first 5 than in the last 5. Right? That's why the Mabit writes in one of his Sfarim. That's why the left Luchos were much heavier. More words mean more chiseled out, because the Luchos, the words were chiseled out. So there's the Mabit. The Mabit is unbelievable. The Mabit said it had to be equal. What, it would be lopsided? It's just parenthetically. The Mabit says the left side, it was written in bold print. Huge. Just to make sure people didn't like not see. Lo sirtsach, lo sinof, lo signov. It's in 20 font, right? That's what the Mabit says 500 years ago. It says just to make sure. Shabbos, you can write in small letters. The Bidada Mamaka. Be'el Chavero, big letters. Anyway. So, but we know the Mesorah is that it's 5 and 5. Be'el Mamaka, Be'el Chavero. Right? Two luchos are split. There's even some Rishon in the Me'iri writes in Lakdama Tashas that there's a parallel between 1 and 6, 2 and 7, 3 and 8, 4 and 9, 5 and 10. We could talk about that a little bit later, maybe. Some of them are somewhat obvious, some of them are not so obvious. But I remember Schechter once quoted that many years ago, and I'm like, wow, I thought the Shas, it's 70 pages long. How am I ever going to find it? I'm like, okay, Rav Schechter's like, so it's like on page 4. So Baruch Hashem, you don't have to look so far. Right? I never did the rest of it. Halavai. I wish it would have been 20. Would have been page 20. It would have been better for me. But anyway, that's 5 and 5. And the question that is asked, where's Kibbutz of Aim placed? Kibbutz of Aim, bottom right, in the Bein Adam HaMakom. Why Dafka there? Why is it Dafka? We can have all the different pshatim and varts that we like to say, but Pashtus. Pashtus, it should be on the left side. So why is it exactly where it is? As if there's some transition going on between it's exactly located at that spot in the Dibros. Further question. We know the Gemara, Rashi quotes a few of the opinions, but the Gemara tells us in Maseches Sanhedrin, on Daf Nun Vav, there were 10 mitzvahs that we were commanded in Mara. Rashi, there are a few versions of Rashi also. They're different. What were those mitzvahs? But most of them were defining, and we have to assume, right? Mara means Hashem felt, I can't wait another couple of weeks. You're out? I need you to have these mitzvahs now. I know in 6 weeks from now, the rest of the Torah is going to be given. But some mitzvahs are so defining and so important, I want to give them to you now, today. So we can understand some of them are Shabbos. Can't live without Shabbos. Even Paraduma, maybe the message of Paraduma had to be given. Dinim. You already had issues then. We had to get along with each other. Keep it aveim. Hashem said, no, you have to have this now. What was so crucial about keep it aveim? What was the message that Hashem didn't want to wait to Maimon Har Sinai? Right? Because the Pasuk says, Kasher Tzivcha in Vaschanan. Like I commanded you, so it was already given. So every one of those mitzvos that were commanded early must have a basic idea that Hashem wanted us to have even before the Torah was given. So what is it about Kibbutz of Aim that is so definitional, that is so basic to our religion? And finally, by way of introduction, the Medrash in Eliyahu Rabbah in source number 5 tells us, Zachar Hashem Shabbos Lakacho, Kabbat Yisvicha V'simecha, V'chima Indian Zeh Eitzel Zeh, Kibbutz of Aim protects us from chet. It's a spiritual shield. There are certain mitzvos that have an effect on a person, like Shabbos, right? Al tikrei I've got the Lashon and the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yutess, I think, around there, about it's Mechilas Avonos. Mechilas Avonos, when we keep Shabbos. Not all mitzvahs do that. Tzitzis has a protective element. Mezuzah has a protective element. Kibbutz of Aim has a protective element. So why is that mitzvah Zocha? There are a lot of mitzvahs Bein Adam HaVeiro, so to speak. Why does that have a protective element? So let's discuss three ideas about this mitzvah, which hopefully towards the end we'll be able to say it's not really three, it's really one. And it's a package, and maybe it's one of the most, if not the most suited mitzvah to be on the Luchos. And there are messages for those giving the Kibbutz of Aim and the receiving of Kibbutz of Aim, as we will see. The most basic idea of Kibbutz of Aim, as we would ask anyone, any child, any adult, is Hakaras HaTov. Hakaras HaTov, gratitude for what our parents did. And that's what the Sefer HaChinuch says in the beginning of Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, source number 6. L'chabed ha'ava ha'em yishar she mitzvah zu, she roi lo la'adam, she yakir v'yigmal chesel misha asimo tova. A person has to recognize and give to those who brought him into the world. This is an ultimate, terrible, abominable mida. Right? Why am I here physically? If that's it, just physically, I exist. Hakaras HaTov. The Yerushalmi even calls it, I didn't give you the Yerushalmi, a piron achov. There's an obligation. There's a need that we need. The Ramban points out this is in our DNA. It's definitional to who we are. There aren't too many nations that aren't allowed to convert and marry into the Am Yisrael. There aren't too many. Ammon and Moab. Two of them. Pasuk says, "Aparshas Ki Seitzei, Lo Yavo Amoni Moavi Bekal Hashem, Gam Dor Asiri." Amon and Moav, the males are out. Adavar, why? Lo Kidmu Eschem Balechem of Amayim. They didn't give us bread and water when we're out of Mitzrayim. Vasher Sachar Alechas Bilam Bemar, and they hired Bilam to curse us. That's pretty interesting. Why can't they marry in? Because they didn't bring us bread and water. And by the way, also they hired Bilam to curse us. If we'd be like writing, which is the main reason, which is the ikar, and which is the addition, Bilam, he wanted to curse our eternity. He wanted to throw us off the train of Jewish history, of destiny. And yet, what does the Torah say front and center? They didn't give us bread and water. Says the Ramban, you know why? Because that's a basic Jewish midah. And if in the DNA you don't have basic Hakaras HaTov, why are Ammon and Moav here? Because of Lot. Why is Lot here? Because of Avraham. Basic Hakaras HaTov can't marry into the Jewish people. It's fascinating why the women, the females not, David, not for now. Says the Ramban there in Kiseitse, Vahadira Eli, Ki Akasav Hirchik Shneachema Eila, Shahayukumule Chesed Me Avram. These two brothers that got Chesed from Avram, Shehitzalav Aviyam V'imam and Achariv. And them, there are many evil nations. Many evil nations. Hakaras HaTov, it's not in your makeup. It's an innately Jewish trait. We know even our name. Our name, Yehudim. Well, we are called Yehuda. Yehudim. Because of that shevet. Because Hapam Odeh Hashem, as the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, right? There was no one. There was Modeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu before Leah. I think I mentioned in another context a beautiful thought from Rav Huttner about Hodah. Huttner says that in the Hebrew language, there's nothing, every word has a connection to whatever word it's connected to. Right? It's not just the only language that has something inherent to it. Right? The Machlo, the Ramban, quotes at the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, the Machlo gets between himself and the Rambam, why is Lashon HaKodesh called Lashon HaKodesh? But the Ramban says why? The Rambam has his Shita. The Ramban says, because this is the only language that's not based on what we agree to. Normative practice. There's something magical. We call this a table. But that's only because we call it a table. We could call it a chair also. But shulchan, there's something about that word. There's something about the Ramban says Hashem created the world in Lashon HaKodesh. Kimei Ishlu Kachazos. Hashem spoke to the Nevi'im in Lashon HaKodesh. Right? Yechezkel lived in Bavel, but he spoke to Yechezkel in Lashon HaKodesh. Because there's something inherent about that language. Lashon HaKodesh. So the Rav Hutner points out why in Lashon HaKodesh, in Hebrew, do we have what? Well, exactly. Exactly. Hoda'ah. The word mode means two different things. Mode means to admit. Mode b'miksas, hoda'ah spaldin. And mode also means to thank. Toda. Toda rabba. What's the connection between the two? So if Hutner explains, in order to be able to thank, I have to first admit that I can't do it alone. I have to recognize that I need someone. That I can't exist, I can't do anything. Right? If I focus on myself, I think I'm very independent, that I don't need anybody. The first step to hoda is hoda. How do you know what it means? How do you know which meaning is meant? Since I've heard it, you have to look at the word after. If it's toda al, so you thank on something. If it's toda she, that, then it's admitting that. So admit, you have to look at what's afterwards. So says Rav Hutner, that's what we say three times a day. Three times a day. We think modem means thank. Modem anachnu lach she'atahu Hashem Elokim. We admit that you are our God. Next line. No delacha al chayinu m'sirem yadecha. Three times a day, we use both of the words in order to mean first to admit and then to thank. And that's the steps. And that's a basic Jewish trait. And that is something that the first step, the first basic idea of Kibbutz Ava'im is that. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz just adds on that in source number 10, it's not about external behavior. That Hakaras HaTov. Oh, my father did this, so I have to do this. I don't really want to, but you know what? I owe it to him. No, the really true Hakaras HaTov is to recognizing the attributes and the midos and to be inspired by those who came before us. And to look at the whole person of who our father, who our mother is, to be able to connect to that and in that way to be mechabed and to love. But that is all idea number one, the most basic idea of Hakaras HaTov, which is obviously of Kibbutz Ava'im, which is Hakaras HaTov, number one. But there's a second idea, which also some are familiar with. Back to the Sefer HaChinuch for a moment. Sefer HaChinuch continues and says it's not just about Hakaras HaTov to our parents. Line number six. Ukshiikva zos hamida benafsho. When a person is koveya this mida in their soul. Ya'ale mimenu lahakar tovas hakel baruchu. Hakaras HaTov to one's parents will lead us to Hakaras HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After all, we know the famous Gemara Maseches Nida, three partners. If we recognize two partners, that can lead us to recognizing the third partner. Shehu Sibaso V'Sibas Kol Avosav Adam Arishon. Why are my parents here? Because my grandparents. Why are my grandparents here? Adah, until Adam Arishon. V'sho Tzio Lavira Ola V'Sibek Tzarcho Kol Yamav. He gives us me everything. V'Mido Amaskunto V'Shleimu Sevarav. Everything I have, as the Gemara says now in the next source, in Maseches Nida, Daf Lamed Aleph, Shlosh Hashut V'Yesh Pa'adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Avi V'Imo. We use our biological parents to clue us in to our spiritual parents, so to speak. Zeven Rav Clay Yucker also expands upon this, but there's an unbelievable insight that Rav Dessler has. It's in the fifth volume, the posthumous volume, in the Michtam Elio, where he discusses, it's deeper. It's not just, oh, I thank my parents, and that'll lead me to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He asked Rav Dessler, why didn't Hashem create the world without parents? We could have all been created like Adam Rishon. Hashem could have created us all, and that would be it. Why, Dafka, is there a parent-child relationship, existence, reality? Just create us all like Adam. Wouldn't that be simple? We'd all come out from the ground, and that would be it. Says Rav Dessler, if there wouldn't be parents in the world, we would have no inkling, no hasaga, of what it means to have one being that gives of their entire essence, and their whole focus is on someone else. Only because there's a parent-child relationship does that then give us a model, an inkling for us to understand a little bit what Avinu Shabbat Shemayim is. Because we have Avinu biological, we can understand. Without that, we wouldn't have any asada. We wouldn't be able to understand it. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us everything and the whole mahus of a parent that lives for their children? We wouldn't be able to understand it. Says Rav Dessler in 14. B'kibud avayim yesh inyan na'ale ma'od. Kibud avayim nechta b'luch. We'll get to that. V'ho'inyanhu. Ki lo ha'yalanu shum mavo. We wouldn't have any introduction. La'hasigu la'avinis tovos ha'bori yisbarach. To understand the goodness that Hashem does. Lule sha'yinu rom eschasi ahorim libneyam. Were it not that we see, you know, parents might move to a different city because of their child. Education, health, whatever it is. Parents live their life for their children. As pointed out, what is the first time that love appears in the Torah? First time the love appears. They quote it from the Gra, the Chidah. You always look at the first time that something appears in the Torah to see the
classic.
First time? Avram and Yitzchak. Right? Not a husband and wife. Ironically, in the tzivu for the Akedah, Kachna is bintcha asher ahavta. The son that you love. So the classic, the most pure love is a parent to a child. And that, says Rav Dessler, is here to help us understand what does it mean that Hashem loves us. We can't fathom. We can't fathom Hashem's feelings for us. We can't. Is it Arachayim HaKadosh HaParashas Kisavo, I think, that says that if we would really know the truth about Torah and Hashem, if we would really know how much He loves us and how much Torah is a joy, we wouldn't be able to function. You know, sometimes you see a couple that got a boy or girl that got engaged. You like can't have a conversation with them. You like trying to talk to them. That's a relative of mine, right now. You like can't talk to them. It's like just talk to me for 2 minutes. They're like not there. Some people say like we were like that. No, we were never. I don't know. There are some people that knew me when I was engaged. Halavai. But like, so what does that mean? Because like you're so enraptured and you're so you can't focus. So Chaim Kadosh says if we would really know the MS about how much Hashem feels for us, but we only have a little bit of an inkling of that because they're our parents. So that's part two of Kibbutz HaEim. It's not just about Hakaras HaTov part one, but it's that Kibbutz HaEim brings us to a Hakar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not just like the Sefer HaChinuch says. If you think about certain parents, the biological ones, you'll also come to the next step. Right? Lumazos, says Rav Dessler, line 6. Peroso Shubala Olam Adehorav. Now that we see that there are parents who built a mulay and imsa klal, without them I wouldn't be here. The Kolshkech Loya Godel Meschanech, I wouldn't be educated. He is a live model. Al chasadav shal Hashem shehimsioso. V'nosin lo akol makayma miregla rega. That's makaymas every single second. Every single second. Now sometimes parents give, even though the kids don't deserve it. Sometimes that happens. Fine, I'll give it to you. Like they do something, you want to give them something, give anyway. But the first parak in the Talmud Dvorah, the Ramak discusses. Every second that we do something wrong, Hashem is still giving us breath. There's never a second in our life that we did something wrong that Hashem wasn't giving us at that very second. At that very second He was giving us. But we don't focus on that. And every time we ate without a proper bracha, every time we embarrassed somebody, everybody we said something that we shouldn't have said, every time, I was just driving here. So I landed, I had like two and a half hours. So I went back to Borough Park for a little bit. I had to have like a half an hour of like rest. So on the way, I was in the taxi. So there were these two cars in front of us. I guess the car right in front of us was upset at the car, two cars in front of us. He kept like on one of those Brooklyn steps stopping and there's like a lot of space and like it's green. And you know, by the time you get there, it's going to be red. Every block in Brooklyn has a light. It's like traffic circles in Beit Shemesh. It's like, and all of a sudden, whatever. So all of a sudden, there's like a hydrant, and there everybody's sitting. So the car right in front of us goes to the side, right, of the other car. The guy gets out and starts screaming at each other. screaming at each other. I was just like, hopefully that won't get worse than that. But it's like, right? Anger, chaos. Every time we get angry, Hashem is there. Hashem is being mechadish b'chol yom tov at that second. The love that he feels, that's kibud av aim part two. To focus that not only when we see parents, it allows us to have an inkling of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If this is true, maybe so far we could get back to one of our questions. Why is kibud av aim exactly where it is on the Aseret Dibros? It's the transition deeper. It's the transition. Yeah, it's got to be five or six. Right, five or six. So this is the transition. It has some ben adam l'makom, and it also has some ben adam l'chavero. And as the Rishonim already quote this idea, the Rishonim say, on the Luchos Avanim, it's a transition dibur between an Av and a Ben. We'll get back to this question in a few minutes. Avanim Evan is Av and Ben, or Av Ben Neched. But either way, this is a transition dibur, and that's why it's right there. But maybe there's a third idea. How does it give us divine protection? Why was it given in Mara? There are a lot of mitzvos that are about Alachom Nelachavero. Maybe there's a third idea. Let's get back to Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. So what did Rabbi Yaakov answer that man on the airplane? You know, how do I get my kids to give me such covet and you have such difficulty? So many are familiar. This story is quoted in the Emes LeYaakov on Parshas Kedoshim. On which pasuk? The pasuk says, Ish imo baviv tiro veshapsosai tishmoru. Rabbi Shlosh, you probably used it in a drasha in the past, right? Ishim Ovev Tiro, Veshab Sozeh, Shabbos and Kibbut Ava'im in the same pasuk. Ma Kesher, what's the connection between Shabbos and Kibbut Ava'im? So Chazal tell us that even if my parent tells me, Chas V'Shalom T'Vachal Shabbos, I'm not allowed to listen, right? Shabbos overrides Kibbut Ava'im. Says Rabbi Yaakov, there's another level of interpretation. Another level. And then this story is quoted. Right, what's the story? Says Rabbi Yaakov, most other nations, they believe that every generation is better than the previous. And every generation is more technologically advanced and more better off and better. So it doesn't make sense. Kibud av aim, they should give me kavod. You know, my parents, how'd they ever meet without a cell phone? Right? And how did they grow up? And they, like the old, the ancient, like they should have kavod for me. I'm the one that always helps them figure things out and how to press something. And we're much better off. Says Rabbi Yaakov, but we believe in the concept of Mesorah. We believe the concept that it all started way back when. And every generation further is more diluted and more distant. And therefore it makes sense to be Mechabi the earlier generation. Because they're one link closer to the source. Whether the source is Ma'aseh Bereishis, whether the source is Maamar Har Sinai. But it's one link closer to the source. And therefore, if you believe in Shabbos and Ma'aseh Bereishis, then Kibud Av Aim flows. That's his connection and the juxtaposition in the Pasuk. But maybe this is a third idea behind the mitzvah of Kibud Av Aim. It allows us to recognize, and it forces us to recognize the place that we hold in our illustrious Mesorah. We are a link in the chain. My parents and grandparents are one step closer. My children are the next link. We ourselves, each Jew, acts like a link in both directions, as receivers and as givers. We are transition people in the transition dibur on the Aseret HaDibros, on the Luchos. It allows us to recognize who we are. Rav Hirsch writes in Parshas Yisro, in Source 17, through father and mother, God gives the child not only physical existence, they are the actual bond that joins the child to the Jewish past, that allow it to be the Jew or Jewess. They are those who hand them over the Jewish mission in knowledge, morals of education, the chulu. Without this bond, the chain of generations is broken. The Jewish past is lost for the future. The Jewish nation ceases to exist, past, present, and future. Kibud Av Aim allows us and reminds us that we are a link in the chain. It's fascinating. Maybe this is a suggestion, but there could be many other suggestions as well. If you look in the Rambam has a Hakdama to Mishneh Torah. Besides his big three Hakdamas that are printed in Hakdama L'Pirush HaMishnah, Hakdama T'Pirkei Avos, Shmona Prakim, because it's eight Prakim, Hakdama T'Chelek, and Hakdama T'Pirush HaMishnayos, there's a short Hakdama, four pages, that he has to Mishneh Torah. Little short Hakdama. What does he talk about there? What would the Rambam, he's about to tell us, Mishneh Torah, all the mitzvahs, Sefer Halacha, his magnum opus, what would you put in the introduction? Besides the end of it, I just learned my Sefer and you'll be okay. But besides that, for the first three pages, what does he talk about? One word, Mesorah. He lists off the 40 generations from Moshe to Ravina and Ravashi. He stops there. That's the diak you might know from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Why didn't he continue all the way to his own generation? The Meiri in the Akdamot Perkei Avos goes down all the way to himself. Why did the Rambam stop Ravina and Ravashi? Because he's talking about Baalei HaMesorah. He's not talking about history. There's a concept of Mesorah. The Rambam has that as an introduction to Torah, which is Mishnah Torah. As Hakdamah to Mishnah Torah, he feels the need to talk about the concept of halakhic transmission of Mesorah. Where did the Rambam get that from? That we need to know that before we even actually have the Torah. We got Kibbutz Ava'im and Mara. If part of the message of Kibbutz Ava'im is the concept of recognizing our chain in this Jewish history, the message of Mesorah, Hashem says, you need to have this before you actually have the Torah. You need to have the message of Mesorah, Kibbutz Ava'im, before that. Maybe the Rambam parallels that. Maybe that's why the Rambam puts that in the introduction to Mishnah Torah. The Ksav Sofer also points out, it's interesting, in Va'eschanan, when Kabbalah Yasavicha is mentioned in Source 18, be mechabed your parents like Hashem commanded. What do you mean like Hashem commanded? So where do we get the tzivui? In Mara. Says the Ksav Sofer. Which responsibilities of parenting did we have in Mara? Did we do carpools? Did we do shopping? Did we make sure that their lunch was made? What did we do in Mara as parents that our kids should have to say thank you, and they should feel appreciation? Says the Ksav Sofer, nothing. Parents weren't acting as any parent's responsibility in Mara. And that's exactly the point, says the Ksav Sofer, Kasher Tzivcha. Recognize that there's something separate from Akaras HaTov in this mitzvah. Separate from giving back, separate from the Piron HaChov, Hashem gave this to you. In Mara, because there's an independent idea when it comes to the mitzvah. So it's the transition mitzvah on the luchos, and we act as transition links, as receivers and of givers of the tradition of the Mesorah. So three ideas. Hakaras HaTov, and that's why, that's why this is like a divine protection and a divine shield. Because if we recognize the concept of Mesorah, the concept that it's not me, I'm a link, I don't make my own decisions, I don't paskin based on what I think, but it's all part of the Tanoim Amoraim Rishonim Achronim, then that itself is a divine protection that protects me in my Avodas Hashem. It links me in, it plugs me in to what we live for. So we have number one, we have Hakaras HaTov. Number two, it leads us to thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rav Dessler, gives us an inkling. And number three, the idea of Mesorah. Maybe all three are part, really, of one unit. The Gemara tells us, sure some of you know it, the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Lamed, Amar of Yehuda, Source 20, Haimad Demoy Lamevi Chasida. Who wants to be a chassid? If you want to be pious, you should be involved in three opinions. Mili de Nezikin, right? Nezek, that's Baba Kama. Mili de Avos. What does that mean? Mili de brachos, proper brachos. Says the Marsha, on that Gemara, three avodos of a Jew. Ben Adam la'makom, Ben Adam la'chavero, Ben Adam la'atzmo. Nezikin, Ben Adam la'chavero, brachos, Ben Adam la'makom, avos, perkei avos, midos, Ben Adam la'atzmo. Working on one's own spiritual personality, religious personality. Maybe if we think about it, these three elements of Kibbutz Ava'im, what makes it so special, why is it so defining, why was Rabbi Yeshua ben Elaim comforted? I'll be next to Nanas, I'm good. Right? Why? Because it's one of the only mitzvahs, we have to think about every mitzvah, that has all three elements. It has a Ben Adam HaChavero element, Hakaras HaTov to one's parents. It has a Ben Adam HaMakom element, Karsof of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Misorah. The Misorah, how do we know how to become a better person? We don't make our own distinctions. What is the Masechta about Midos called? Pirkei Avos, because we look up. We look up and look at our parents and our grandparents and look at our forefathers to perfect our own religious personality. So keep... Moshe Kibbol Torah Misinai, right? That's the first Bar Tanura on Pirkei Avos. Why Dafka is that Mishnah there? But that's the secret of Kibbut Avei. So when we think back to Maimon Har Sinai, we have to recognize the uniqueness of every mitzvah, but the uniqueness of that event. Maybe just to close with a thought that I mentioned in another context, right? The Sifri tells us in Zos HaBracha that Hashem first offered the Torah to all the other nations of the world. And beginning of Avodah Zarah, it has half the story, but the full treatment is in the Sifri. Sifri, I might have mentioned this whatever day that was this week. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Meridian was Thursday.
No, Meridian was Thursday? Okay, whatever. But anyway, I don't know if I mentioned this at the beginning. Maybe I mentioned this at the beginning, not at the end. The end is a different thing. Anyway, so the Sifri says that Hashem offered the Torah to all the other nations of the world first before he offered it to us. And he goes to Esav and says, Esav, you want the Torah? They say, Makasa, but what's written in it? Hashem says, Lo Sertzach. Lo Sertzach. That's kind of like how we make some money. So they say, okay, Amon and Moab. You want the Torah? Makasa, but what's written in it? Lo Sinaf. Lo Sinaf. Every nation. Yishma. Lo Signof. But Esav, you want the Torah? Nasav and Ishma. We'll take it. Ask the Bali Musur. Hashem wants to make a Shidduch here. Hashem says, you want the Torah. They say, Makasa, but. There are so many non-controversial mitzvos that Hashem could have said, what's written in it? Hashavas Aveda. What's written in it? That might be controversial, I don't know. Right? Right? There's so many mitzvahs. V'hatlerecha kamocha, kibbut aveim, all of them. You dafka pick the one that you know that they're going to reject it because of it. You know this, what they live for. Lo sinof, lo signof. Dafka, that's one. It's like, I get calls all the time about shiduchim for talmidim. Tell me about it. He's got that, this issue, that. Yeah, no, you go out with him anyway. Right? No, Hashem just want to make a shidduch here. Right? What should he say? Well, Dafka, the thing that he knows that they're going to reject it for. What's the answer? Hashem says, you want the Torah? They say, ma kasufba. The second that they say, ma kasufba, Hashem says, not interested. Your commitment is going to be based on your understanding. Let me hear what's in it, and then I'll decide. And then I'll figure it out. And then I'll see if it suits me. That's not called commitment. That's not called loyalty. Right? Lo sinof. Lo sinof. But anytime you want the Torah, nasa v'nishma. We'll take it. We'll take it. Right? We're not asking any questions. That's called commitment. So really, every single mitzvah that we do is because Baruch Hu told us. But obviously, the more we appreciate every mitzvah, every mitzvah can be appreciated, right? The more we appreciate every mitzvah, it makes it tastier. That's getting Refotner, Tom and Tom. Tom is a reason and Tom is tasty. The more we know reasons, it's tastier for us to do the other mitzvahs. So again, every mitzvah we do ultimately because of Nasa V'Nishma. But every mitzvah that we delve into, we appreciate its uniqueness. We appreciate what it means to us. So Kibbut Aveim, the messages of Kibbut Aveim, there's Kibbut Aveim. When our parents are in the room, when our parents are on the other side of the world, when our parents are in Olam HaEmes, there's always Kibbut Aveim. It doesn't stop. Right? There's Kibbut Aveim throughout, but the messages of Kibbut Aveim, of Hakaras HaTov, of recognizing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, and Misora are messages that we can take with us every day of our life. Again, I thank the hosts, and I thank Baruch for organizing. We should all be Zochet to share a lot of Torah, the Hashem and Eretz Yisrael, but... Until everybody gets there, Baruch Hashem, it's wonderful to be here too as well. Okay.
Just by a show of hands, how many people washed?
Not yet.
Three. Okay, we don't have
the flip side of the connection of the
right. It's another shiur about learning Torah with your children.
Yes, that's after if there's a mazon, the question was how many people haven't davened Maariv yet? Perfect. Great. Wonderful. Right. Yeah.